They believe you deserve all of these consequences because they've made it very clear to you that the whole thing is bullshit, and you agreed with it anyway. Balenciaga is not accidentally, repeatedly trying to tell you that they're supporting pedophilia. They're telling you on purpose. They believe in their religion. There's no karmic reprehension for themselves. They're not going to face any consequence for their actions. And most people don't understand this. Once you understand how Satanists work and why they show you what they're trying to do, then the whole world makes a lot more sense.
I'm in the loud chair being loud. All right. Okay. Yeah, the volume's up. You can hear it.
If it was done on purpose, which as we've just deciphered, it must have been, why are they doing this? And I don't think many people understand why a brand like Balenciaga would so openly show the world that they are trying to promote pedophilia.
Tell them.
I'll tell them why. So some could argue that they're trying to...
Who the hell is this guy?
Advertise it and encourage it.
I don't know.
Normalize. And that is the case. Oh, that is what they're trying to do.
Like,
but it actually goes a level deeper than that. Satanists, people who worship Satan, believe in karmic retribution. They believe that they can suffer the consequence of lying and tricking you. So the very simple premise is this. If I sell poison apples and I write apples and you come and eat one, I poisoned you. But if I sell poison apples and I have a sign that says apples, they're poison, and you come and eat one, you committed suicide. I haven't murdered you. You've committed suicide.
That's what Satanists believe.
Satanists believe by telling you what they're doing, they don't have any karmic retribution. I'm not responsible for I'm not responsible for all the negative fallout from my actions if they understood what I was doing and allowed me to do it. This is why they show you and tell you what they're doing. If I show you and tell you that we are pedophiles and you continue...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought we're not supposed to like this guy. Wait a minute.
No. That's not saying anything.
All I'm saying is I'm open to ideas. And is this not something we've discussed multiple times?
Many times, yeah.
Where we always say, why the fuck do they in movies?
Yeah.
Why do they show us movies or make complete TV series Utopia. About a pandemic? Or about...
Where they're trying to, like, reduce the population and through a virus.
And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the Stearns flu.
I knew it.
I knew it.
It created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I mean...
And basically the rich people in the show say, you're absolutely too dumb to fend for yourself, so we must do this.
You're better than me. Than everyone.
There you go. I think that because I am what is known as neurally... efficient. My brain displays less metabolic activity than the average human, such as yourself or Sue Cole, but I simply scientifically function at a higher level.
So you're the smartest man in the world?
No, I didn't say that. I said, I'm smarter than you. There are about 200 people worldwide who function at my level. We all know each other for the most part.
Do you all collude to manipulate our lives?
Yes. In a way, we do. If we didn't, you'd all die. Now, I know that that sounds like hyperbole to someone like you, but the fact is the human race was not built to withstand itself. Sanitation, vaccines, penicillin, so on and so forth. These are all the inventions of single individuals, and the rest of humanity are merely beneficiaries.
You're our heroes, then.
Most of us are trying to help.
What about the rest?
Mm-hmm. Not just that, but, like... I mean, there's, like, more to this clip, too, which I think he does explain this very well.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I've never listened to anything this dude said.
No. This is our first... I've seen clips. I've never seen, like, a full
idea, this is,
I guess.
A new age, baby, because... I guess now Elon Musk has... I didn't realize how many people were suspended or banned, I guess, from Twitter.
Yeah, apparently a lot.
So I didn't really know who this Andrew Tate guy was until he was banned, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? No, that was the first time we heard about him.
Yeah. And well, and then people were saying, like, he's a really big issue because of things that, like, young guys are saying about him.
Well, and also because he has a scam MLM. People are allegedly.
And I think something about women, maybe like something about going to a different country because of women, something. Listen. All these guys are shit. That's what I have to say. Right. Even the ones trying to be nice, claiming they care about women's rights, none of them do. Mm-hmm. So I don't even fucking care. I'm just focusing on what this person is saying. This person could be in any other body saying the same thing, and the thought still stands. Okay? So, because we have talked about this concept so many times, about how often, like, Hollywood clearly puts out what the agenda is or what is to come, and we're all just supposed to be okay with it, or does it like get us ready for
it? Gets us ready for it. But I mean, couldn't this guy, now here's, this is just a theory, couldn't he be a Satan worshiper and be doing the same thing?
Yes, that's true.
I don't know,
that's
I
mean, true, he could, that's very astute. But isn't that kind of like being the person who, if you're the person who gets the pair of They Live glasses,
right?
How are you supposed to convince other people that you're not crazy and you have the pair of They Live glasses? You know what I mean?
That I don't know.
And in that instance, it's a lot easier because it's a pair of sunglasses. But in this instance, you can't hand it off. And so I think that that's like one of the things I'm trying to like grapple with the most right now is like, not feeding into groupthink and being led to have a thought because I think it's going to give me the least resistance from other people. Oh, right, well, I don't want anybody to call me out about having the wrong thought. Like, it's really starting to feel that way.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then people you don't know about, I mean, sure, maybe this guy's a total
He's in a totally other niche or whatever.
Whatever. I'm just saying, but I'm saying, like, sure, this guy's a scumbag, whatever, but, like, we've been listening to scumbags from all different levels, I mean, all of our lives. It's just we didn't used to know or be able to dig into them or...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or they have better PR or they just don't act like indulgent, so then we don't think of them as being scumbags, but they're just as scummy as... So that's why I don't want to get the messenger.
Messenger. Okay, got it.
Right. Interpreted with the message. But this also made me think. That's a goal. Is I don't want to be like influenced by, oh well, this guy is a blah blah blah. This guy's a fascist or this guy's a this. Can I listen to the idea and be able to take in the idea on my own and dissect it with what I think is right, you know? Because if you're just going against somebody because it's teams, then we're just going to become further and further apart rather than, like, finding where there's actually true overlap or real truth.
Because eventually one team has to win.
So one of the other levels I was thinking about this, as people who just moved from L.A., and we've talked about this, like, oftentimes, is... It's just another layer of, okay, so as we've already suspected, there's an agreed-upon message, you know? Mm-hmm. And there are some very talented people in Los Angeles, I mean, that you will never see. And I think a big part of that is because they're not going to go along with the approved message.
Yeah, if you don't get on board, you're not getting booked, that's for sure.
Like, one of the biggest examples, I think, recently was COVID, right?
Yeah.
And... We talked about not wanting to get the vaccine.
Right. We talked on this podcast, on this channel, but also just like in real life with people.
In real life with people, especially Black people, you know, with no testing and not understanding like if you could actually sue if something happened and, just the history of medicine in this country with Black people. we were all just like, I don't know about it.
Lots of people were iffy.
But because they made it this, like, greater good thing and you can't go against it, and because they censored so much, we didn't really talk about it. We didn't make that, like, you know, a big fight or whatever. Yeah. But now you see, you know, oh, wow, like, all of the things that people were saying, all of the things we were second-guessing on, turn out to be right, turn out to go this way.
And the problem, but even more so, they turn out to be right, and then no one comes back to say, okay, guys, we might have biffed it, like, a little bit. You know what I mean? They just, like, they just keep hammering in, we'll just take the next vaccine and take the next vaccine. Like, you have to build people's trust if you're going to try to do this. And they just gloss right over it like it never happened.
Yes. If you want to build somebody's trust, you have to acknowledge when you were wrong. So in certain small ways, like some of the fired employees, I think only maybe in New York or something, that didn't get the mandate, didn't follow through with the mandate for the vaccine, they were reinstated and I think also given back pay. But
that's in one, but only in that state.
But only in that state. But it also made me think, like, because I'm a SAG actor, and that was something that, like, pretty immediately, like, it was like, well, if you're going to want to work, you're going to have to get the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah. Because remember, it was a big deal with Wakanda, for the second Wakanda.
Yes, exactly. And even still to this day, I mean, so many people make fun of that actress for saying that she was against it or didn't want to get it, and like, oh, her character believes in science so much. But two things can be true. You can still believe in science, and this is what baffles my mind, is like, we have all of the logic and all of the reason, all the facts right in front of us.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe in science, and because I believe in science, that's exactly why I didn't believe that I could trust this process. How could you make a vaccine if vaccines normally take 2 years, 4 years, whatever it takes, and now we're doing it in 3 months? And then how do I know who's it's been tested on? All of these different things. That is using literal science to be able
to say,
trust what's going in my body, rather than people saying, oh, well, this is science.
Right.
So, you know, that's happening in a lot of different areas, I feel like.
That's a good point. Yeah, it is. I mean, she used all the science in the world. So, I mean, she got hammered for that. Everybody got hammered for it, I guess. And it was like, you couldn't say your opinion. And, I mean, we got it because, you know, we live with our parents. They're old. What are you going to do? But, you know, I don't know. I stand by, we could grow a tail in 10 years or whatever. I have no idea.
Black Panther actress Letitia Wright claims she's been canceled for her recent remarks on the COVID-19 vaccine. The backlash started after the 27-year-old star tweeted a video from the YouTube channel On the Table. The clip features host Tommy Arime expressing skepticism about vaccines in general, and specifically the one for the coronavirus. Wright posted the video alongside the prayer hands emoji. Twitter users quickly expressed concern, and Wright was not shy about responding. If you don't conform to popular opinions, but ask questions and think for yourself, you get canceled, Letitia claims. After a user asked Wright to reconsider her stance, Wright explains, "Not my intention to make anyone upset. I'm just concerned about what's in it, that's all." Wright quickly clapped back at a user who suggested she focus more on medical journals, saying, "Still have a right to worry about how my body will react. It's not lazy, it's thinking for myself." Wright's Avengers Endgame co-star Don Cheadle, who has shared criticism of those who don't practice safety measures, also chimes in. In response to Wright's tweet about getting canceled, Cheadle writes, "Bye, Letitia."
No, I mean, I think a lot of it is just, you get the, I mean, just think about like all the jobs that are out there to be had. And it's like, okay, well, am I really going to miss out on this job because I want to stand up for my morals or whatever? Or do I want this paycheck? I mean, that's what it comes down to for literally everybody.
For most people.
Whether you're an actor or a Walmart worker, whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And in that situation, there was like the element of, well, I mean, as you know, I had a super stiff neck after getting the vaccine.
Yeah. My period was all messed up.
Right? And I felt like I was having like heart palpitations and just like not like, I've had anxiety attacks before, not like that, like a heavy chest almost, like just heaviness. Right. And, we were never allowed to talk about these things. You would get demonetized if you brought up certain things like that. And so it's...
You probably still will.
Probably still will. I know. All this is allegedly, I guess.
Yeah, please.
But, so there's that. And it makes me think, like, okay, but then you've got to bend the knee in order to be in the game. So think about how much people at the highest echelons are bending the knee, bending their morals, saying, well, I need the money or whatever it is in order to go along, to get along, to not be ostracized. And also, doesn't it make you think about people that are ostracized in a different way?
Yes. Oh my God. So much. Yeah. Yeah.
Because now I'm kind of
It goes back to that like original thing we were saying about like, why do people hate the tree huggers? You know, like,
right.
A couple of nice people want to save trees, you know, and everyone hates them and they're so terrible. And like,
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of people where a lot of propaganda have gone into, like, making you dislike certain groups, and we don't have enough time to, like, stop and really dissect it all the time.
Especially not now that we're programmed to, like, what's our attention span? Like,
we're taking too long to watch this damn clip. Yeah, sorry, exactly. My bad for real. And I guess this guy's his brother? I don't know.
Yeah, totally his brother, right?
You think they look alike?
They've got similar mannerisms, or so. Well, maybe it's the bravado. I don't know. I guess they could just be BFFs.
You to buy our products, then you're supporting pedophilia, and you're obviously okay with us being pedophiles. If I do it hidden behind your back, then you can argue and say, I didn't know they were pedophiles. But by showing you, I've shown you I'm a pedophile, you still want to wear my t-shirt. So obviously what I'm doing is okay. And this karmic retribution model and the way that Satanists view the world, and when I say Satanists, I genuinely mean people Satanists. Who worship real Satan.
Also just to also say, like, fitting it back to Hollywood and how we always talk about famous people and fame.
Yeah.
And things that we've seen. I do think, you know, it's the same. It's just kind of getting people to do something nefarious with you. So yeah, that you have something over their head.
Of course. Oh.
And they're forever, you know, under your wing.
Yep. Can't say anything. Can't get away from you.
Yeah, so sometimes I feel like the most famous people are oftentimes, like, people who are willing to do whatever. To do anything. And that, like, I think it means, like, that on, like, many different levels than we actually have thought about it.
Maybe so. I mean, a lot of weird shit's been happening lately, so.
The people who are in charge of these brands and in charge of the Western world and in charge of the Matrix genuinely worship Satan. When you understand the idea of karmic retribution, you can apply that to so many scenarios. They're doing this with everything. Karmic retribution isn't just about Balenciaga. Let's look at the recent scam of COVID. They made it very clear to you it was bullshit. They made it very clear that the virus isn't going to hurt you.
They made it clear that they didn't listen. They disobeyed the mask laws.
Yeah, they made it very clear to you it was all stupid. So that when you still did it, they could say,
right, when they stopped wearing the mask, yeah.
Well, even when they went out to dinners and stuff.
Right, exactly. And then, like, the prime minister, he got ousted because of that.
Well, the other guy, a couple people got caught. But Newsom.
A lot of people got caught.
Okay, there's a second. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, was that it?
He showed them.
We showed them it was dumb, but they did it anyway.
I'm going to drop a very subtle one in there that you probably don't want me to mention. I'm going to mention it anyway. If there was a certain world leader who is playing a role right now integral to... How can I exactly put this? If there was a world leader right now who was playing the role of a hero, when in fact he was a villain, wouldn't it be funny if we publicly gave him an Oscar
for acting.
Playing a role?
Oh. For acting as something as he isn't.
Now, Google which world leaders have recently been handed Oscars in your face.
It's karmic.
I didn't know he got an Oscar. I thought he just wasn't invited or whatever.
Did he go to the Oscars, which
First they made a big deal because he tried to go to, the Golden Globes or whatever.
Something like that. And then he showed up at the Oscars. Yeah. And we were like, if this is a real war, you do not have time.
No, just like you don't have time to be in the subway with David Letterman.
Like, this is absolutely, or having a concert with U2. Like, this is not,
That's not... But not that's, just that. That's Wag the Dog. That's not a real
Okay,
boy.
So not just did he show up there, but remember that weird clip I showed you maybe like a month or so ago where Sean Penn came to visit him by himself? And Sean Penn was like, I just really want to show my support to him that we're behind him.
Like,
behind
he was almost almost like he was going to fight. Like, he was, like, ready to...
Almost. Or like, quite, I'll make a movie about it eventually. Yeah. But then he was like, I want you to have this. And it was, like, his Oscar. And he presented him. Like, basically, and, like, they took a photo.
What? No, I don't remember that part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll watch it later. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I want you to have this. And he's like, it's one of my Oscars.
Why would you want to have an Oscar and awards?
It was something like, oh, I'll just feel better knowing it's here.
What?
Like, supporting you. Dude.
Oh, my God.
Craziness.
Okay, wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is getting juicy.
Yeah, right? So, that's pretty interesting. Okay, hit it.
Okay, hit it. Wait, is this the right one?
Yeah, it's the right one, but I think we have to go forward.
It's karmic. This is the whole point. They have to show you what they're doing so that when they're allowed to do it, that they can sit and say, well, they knew what we were doing and they didn't stop us. They were complicit.
Yes.
Kind of like when guys cheat or something.
Complicity is what Satan is believing.
Well,
they don't want to act
right. The more it's in your face, the less you believe it.
They have to tell you. This is why the Georgia Guidestones say we're going to reduce the world population. This is why they will say to you things like, listen to this. Imagine this for a second. Imagine you're at home and they say that COVID is dangerous. And then you watch the Black Lives Matter protests, and they say that Black Lives Matter protests don't spread COVID because the cause is noble. And then after that, you still get the vaccine to protect yourself.
And still don't meet your friends and family or go to the funerals of your loved ones.
If you're that stupid, you deserve the consequences. But this is understand, please.
But they're right.
They're right.
They're right.
The Satanists believe if you're that stupid, you deserve the consequences of not seeing your family members, of not being able to run your business and losing your job, of potentially dying from the vaccine. They believe you deserve all of these consequences because they've made it very clear to you that the whole thing is bullshit.
Oh my gosh, I agreed with it anyway.
Balenciaga is not accidentally, repeatedly trying to tell you that they're supporting pedophilia. They're telling you on purpose that they believe in their religion. There's no karmic reprehension for themselves. They're not going to face any consequence for their actions. And most people don't understand this. Once you understand how Satanists work and why they show you what they're trying to do, then the whole world makes a lot more sense. This Balenciaga thing is not just a messed up advertising campaign and stupid cookies and little hidden things. No, this is pedophiles telling you they're pedophiles. Genuinely, in real time.
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, yeah. I mean, you got to separate the messenger, but I mean, it's interesting. I think he's on to something.
Yeah, that was pretty mind-boggling to me. And it also reminded me of another kind of thing where the messenger gets in the way of the message, but Alex Jones, when he talks about Bohemian Grove.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
What he saw there.
Right.
And he was talking about Bohemian Grove almost like a portal.
But isn't that also just like Eyes Wide Shut?
No, because it's like all men, I think he was saying, and they're like outside and they do like sacrifice rituals. I mean, I don't know what else they do at all. Eyes Wide Shut.
Like, Eyes Wide Shut is more of like an orgy thing.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, gotcha. Different, I think. And, but they do wear like masks and stuff, I think. Right. I mean, there's still like an orgy.
The point is still that you're doing something, you know, nefarious with other people so that you're tied to them somehow.
Tied together, yeah. Right.
To mention later, famous war general Dwight D. Eisenhower, later to become president. The roster of the Bohemian Club reads like a who's who of the elite. Look at this photo taken inside the Grove back in 1963. There you'll see Ronald Reagan. And sitting two people over from him, later to become president, Richard Milhouse Nixon. Frankly, we don't know if these men actively enjoy the things that go on inside the Bohemian Club. But one thing is perfectly certain from the evidence. They are forced to go and attend and take part in these activities if they wish to be elevated to the highest levels of the geopolitical power structure.
But also he talks about like a portal, basically kind of like opening up a portal to hell or something, or like a demon. Mm-hmm. And as you know, when I had a very deep mushroom trip in Laurel Canyon, which I think has a high frequency... Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles, California, I think has a high frequency for spirits, and I think there's a portal there. I saw a demon in a wall. I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff.
It was in my bathroom, unfortunately.
It was. The demon asked me if I wanted to be famous because, as you know or don't know, I was doing stand-up comedy at the time. It was going very well. Acting and doing stand-up at the time. And this demon face came out of the wall and asked me if I wanted to be famous. And all I had to do was trade my soul. No big deal.
Right.
And just, like, said it, you know, with its brain. Brains to my brain. And
and also one of my favorite shows is Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Classic demon show. Okay? All about trying to get souls, and you gotta meet that quota, baby, you know?
It's like somebody knows like, the truth.
The stories,
like,
are coming from somewhere, I guess.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Like, nobody's that, like, here's one thing I think too, like, nobody's that good of a writer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, some demon whispers, because you know how you just get ideas out of nowhere? Mm-hmm. Do we really get ideas out of nowhere, or did somebody whisper in our ear?
A demon?
Oh. I mean, depending. Could be good or bad.
Well, could be. Okay, yeah.
Could be good or bad.
Angel. Okay, yeah. Because then there's that other show on Netflix with the angels that also clock in. So it's really...
They were red ties. Angels, I mean, demons are just ain't fallen angels, right?
Right, so everybody's got it.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
That's the moral of the story.
So... I just think that there are, like, so many levels to it, and just different things that we had talked about that I figured,
that's
screw the messenger on that one. Yeah. Very interesting clip. And what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, all of that stuff. We never ask, but I guess we're just going to ask.
Check out the things wherever we put them.
We're fighting against literal demons to get attention on this website. So if you're not interested in demons, I don't know, maybe help some normal gals out here. Mm? Exactly. Ever think of that? Mm? Ever think of that?
Give it a try. The algorithm could be a demon.
Mm? Definitely a demon.
Definitely a demon.